Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at us if you want to. Twitter sucks, though, so I don't recommend it. Join our Discord instead. Sports Brewery and Discord, that's a place you can give us your movie suggestions, which, by the way, this week's movie is your movie, so get in there, give us your suggestion. I'll make a poll question based on your suggestions, and then you guys can actually pick the movie we watch next week. Also, we take list ideas for the sports podcast in there. It's a good time. Twitch.tv/TSBpod is where you can watch our sports podcasts live. We do the regular one on Thursdays, and then Ski does a pack, like a baseball card pack opening podcast. It's more than just baseball cards. You had blue chips ones like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So that's rad. That's good stuff. It's a good time. He also does some betting line stuff in there too. So Tuesdays to watch Ski, Thursdays to watch all of us. And if you miss them, I put them on YouTube. What else? I think that's it. The movie this week is my movie, and it is currently on Netflix, and it is called Upgrade. Came out in 2018, has a 88% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.5 on IMDb, and a 67 on Metacritic.
6-7.
Dude, two podcasts in a row. Yeah, you're getting fucking X'd. You're you're 86. I got two numbers for you. You're 86.
Just as long as you don't 86-47, then we're good.
Ooh, that's a good callback.
Yep. Nice work. All right, moving on. Logan Marshall Green, the star of this movie, he plays Gray Trace.
Even before we move on, yeah. I had a problem. Not, but the guy was fine, right? Yeah. I just wanted to be Tom Hardy the whole time because he looks like, kind of like Tom Hardy. And after the Spawn movies, which is a similar thing happened, I just wanted to be Tom Hardy the whole time.
Yeah. This guy looks like four guys. Yeah. Logan Marshall Green, you tell me his name, I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking about. Is he like a guy from like Beverly Hills 90210? Like, is that who you're talking about? Like, no, that's somebody else. Oh, okay.
With Brian Austin Green.
Yeah. So I'm like, I couldn't tell you who this guy is, but he was married to Winona Ryder for a while, apparently, in real life. And he's good in this movie.
Who wasn't? Yeah, really. Who wasn't? In the 90s, nice. Who wasn't?
Oh, you're married to Drew Barrymore, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
weird.
Nice. let's see. Who else? Melanie Vallejo plays Asha Trace, his wife. Abby Crayton is the voice of Kara, who is like the AI in their house.
I mean, you really don't need a list. No, there is no names in this movie.
Truly.
So,
but I like giving credit to the people who were the stars in the movie, and were big. Betty Gabriel played Cortez. Harrison Gilbertson played Eron Keen. Simon Madden did the voice of Stem.
It is Aaron, not Eron.
Yeah, Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Eron.
Yeah, you don't spell Aaron Eron to not be taking a small dig at someone else.
Bro, yeah. We know who that is.
Yeah.
Was the Aaron guy in Jackass, was his name spelled like
E-H-R-E-N, I believe.
You mean Danger Aaron?
Danger
yes,
Aaron.
Yeah. Danger Aaron. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Benedict Hardy played Fisk and Kai Bradley played Jamie. So there you go. Budget for this movie, before I forget, $3 million. This movie looks way more expensive than $3 million. Like, they got the most bang.
It was shot in Australia.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
And they ain't paying anybody.
And there's nobody. Yeah, there's no names in this.
Yeah. Made $17 million in the box office. So, I mean.
I didn't even know it was in box office. So
apparently was. Yeah. So, by the way, like, just history of me with this movie. It's been on my Netflix, like, watch list forever. Like, basically,
that's what did you say? 2018, this movie
2018. Like, basically, yeah. Since it came out, it's been on my watch list. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like one of these nights, I gotta actually like watch this shit. It looks good, like, it looks cool, like, high scores and everything. Like, I gotta actually watch this. And so, finally, I'm picking my movie this week, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We're digging in, we're doing it finally. And so,
Man,
Oh my
2018. What are your first thoughts of the year 2018?
Well, that was
I have us
year.
thinking,
That was
being
year two
convinced
of Donnie. Year two of Donnie. So that was,
Mario Cristobal will
yeah.
turn CJ Verdell into a monster. I believe Alabama ran someone named Doug Jones as like senator or something, even though they're like, hey, yeah, we have him on tape. He was like trying to fuck a 15-year-old at the mall. It's good
And the times
times.
that mattered somewhat back then.
The
Yeah, it used to
Dodgers weren't
matter.
a
No.
powerhouse.
Yeah.
The Red Sox beat the Dodgers maybe in the World Series. Good times, 2018.
Pre-COVID, pre-NIL, like what a different world.
That was the
Pre.
last year of the Warriors' dominance.
Yep.
Back when being an overall scumbag was frowned upon. Like, oh man.
Innocent times.
Yep. All right, this movie written and directed by Lee Whannell, who is like sort of done more things than I would think. I've never really heard of the guy before, but
I don't care for horror movies.
yeah, he's done horror stuff.
That's, I mean, he created Saw.
Saw. He created
So,
Saw,
you
like
like
wrote.
Saw?
No,
Yeah.
I did. I'm just saying I don't. What was the other ones? Like Insidious, is that his as
He didn't
well?
Insidious, he did
Yeah. He,
Wolfman, and he did The
yeah,
Invisible
see.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm never gonna watch any of
The
those, but
Invisible Man
Saw.
was like
Yeah,
was a
no,
big
yeah.
deal for like a couple months. I remember when it came out. Like
I mean,
it was
there's a small group of people that this is probably their favorite writer, director guy.
totally. For sure. You know what else he wrote? Or no, not wrote. He is also an actor. You know what else he
Actor.
what he was in? It's a
No idea.
movie we have watched on the podcast. It is prop it's a horror movie, I think we can
Blood and
consider it.
Honey?
Nope. It's kind of along those lines though.
Sharknado?
Do you remember a little flick we watched called The Bye Bye Man?
No, the Bye Bye Man.
He
Yeah.
was an
That was terrible.
I'm pretty sure that was your movie, King.
It probably was.
Which is great that you don't remember it.
During spooky season, man, I pick bad ones.
Spooky month. Yeah. He was an actor in that movie. So there you go. We've seen his face before. Let's see. That is all of the information I have. So this movie is about a guy who hates tech, fixes up his own car, like blah blah blah, is generally against stuff, living in an era where
Yeah, this is like 2040s
near
future
future.
is near
Twenty
future.
forty
Yeah.
five, I believe.
Is
Yeah.
that,
Yeah,
yeah.
which you know, electric cars, auto driving cars, automatic ordering systems. All you gotta do is tell it to order a thing and it'll do it. Like we are pretty much there. Like it honestly, if we're talking, so 2018, by the way, like we didn't have automatic driving cars back then yet.
Google might have had their Google cars out there.
Yeah, but not like,
Yeah, the
I don't
automated
think
Google
so.
cars, maybe.
I don't think so. Not ones that people could get in and just have them drive them around. Like
Well,
that was
Elon
not
might have had his, but they were like crashing and killing kids.
electric.
Yeah,
We
I
had
think.
electric cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 2018 was a little premature for the Elon,
Which,
but
by the way,
I could be
2018,
wrong.
back at a time when people thought Elon was cool and this like hip, like yeah,
Did we?
this
Not
hip.
me.
He's like, yeah, anyway.
Fucking huckster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna live in Mars in 5 years.
This
We're
guy's gonna
gonna live
do
in
it.
Mars in 10 years.
Hey,
Dude, shut
see?
the fuck up,
Did
Elon.
you see his new one he's got cooking up right now?
Ooh. No, I'd love to hear it though.
He's trying to build a tunnel from New York to London or some or somewhere in Britain right there. Like, oh, you'll cut the deal. It'll be like a 3 hour drive or whatever the fuck it is. I don't even know what, but yeah.
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You know what he's gonna do though? You know what I hear?
He's gonna get a bunch of fucking money from the government to do like a 2 mile
Okay,
long tunnel.
that's like a real thing. What he's gonna do, what he's gonna do is fucking find kaiju, and then kaiju are gonna come up, and the world's gonna actually end. Like that's Pacific Rim.
Sounds
That's a
pretty
plot of
good.
Pacific
Sounds
Rim
pretty
right
fucking
there.
good to me.
I feel like from where we live, we'd have a pretty epic view of like kaiju if they come in the Pacific,
Oh,
like
baby.
just the destruction.
They're
Kind
gonna
of
walk
fun,
right up on our
frankly.
shores,
It'll
dude.
hit Florence first. We'll get a good view.
I'm gonna
Drive
if
over to
kaiju were
Hakata.
coming and you knew your odds are you're gonna die, do you hide or are you just like, If he's coming to Newport, I kind of just want to see it.
Genuinely, I would be the guy that they make fun of, who like, hey, what's going on over here? And like walks into a fight.
Steps on you.
Totally.
Damn it. I thought you were gonna go racist with it, Braga. Damn it.
I'm trying to imagine where you think I was gonna go.
The guy that's just standing there looking at Godzilla. Yeah.
It's Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's
no. The trade
that the Austin Powers.
Joke. Austin Powers, yeah. But it's not.
But it's not. Yeah. It sounds like him, but it's not. Austin Powers, guys, we might need to like do a marathon movie.
I was gonna say, how have we not watched
like 30 it's like 30 years old now. It's fucking crazy.
I would be shocked if they didn't hold up.
I feel like the first two are probably still good.
Yeah. I don't know, but the second one. Like Gold Member was the good one.
What was the second one?
That was the one with Heather Graham.
Heather Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was Elizabeth Hurley, mm-hmm. then Heather Graham, then
Beyonce.
Then Beyonce.
The one with Beyonce was...
That's the best one to me. That's my favorite. Yeah.
It's the dumbest of the three, but...
It's definitely the dumbest.
Foxy Cleopatra.
Yeah.
I'm a whole lot of woman. God damn it. They got Beyonce to say that.
They did.
Well, yep. Yeah.
And then wasn't there like the big opening sequence with Tom Cruise?
That was the second one, I believe.
Was it? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. And you got Britney. They got Britney to.
You got Britney, bitch.
Britney, yep. Bitch. Yeah. Oh my God.
Come on.
Halcyon era.
All right. We should probably talk about this movie we watched.
Yeah. Let's see.
So, guy lives in like near future era where tech is everything. Tech has taken over. Like there's drones flying around surveying everything. Like,
I mean, that's probably current somewhat.
Yeah. Like pretty close to that actually. Those Obama drones. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Am I right, guys? We've been doing that since 2008, not 2018.
I will say I had the scenario that King had like a month ago with that, that Nick Cage horror movie, serial killer movie we watched.
Yeah.
To where within 15 minutes, Long Legs, to within 15 minutes of the movie, I was like, oh, it's that fake Elon guy killed his wife and took him out.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I know the plot now. Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. 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 Like, it's not clever. Like, but
this one didn't bug me as much as Long Legs.
No, it's like, it's like, how are we going to get there? At least they did a good ride.
They did a good enough job of like trying to hide how obvious it was at least.
Yeah. I thought maybe like the, you know, obviously it was him. I thought maybe in the end, we were going to find out it was the wife. Like the wife was actually, because like the cobalt
she worked for a tech company. Yeah.
Thing was in the dude's ear, whatever. It's like, that's her company. Like maybe she was the evil genius or whatever. And was manipulating everybody. She was behind STEM or whatever. Yeah.
STEM.
No. Yeah. Anyway, lives in this world where he doesn't trust tech. And then suddenly he and his wife are mugged, quote unquote. She is killed with a gun that is in the dude's arm.
Hand.
And it's, yeah, like his hand. But
you load it in your forearm.
Yeah, you load the bullet in the forearm. That's cyberpunk, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like the video game cyberpunk. That's what this is.
I mean,
is.
Like, this movie was it. This movie may as well been a Philip K. Dick book.
Uh-huh.
I mean, one of the reasons why I enjoyed this, because it was very much in the
Philip K. Dick story. So explain who that is.
So he is a writer that's been dead for like 50 years, but he wrote essentially what turned into like Blade Runner, Minority Report. He was huge future guy way back in the day. And a lot of his stuff that he came up with back in the fucking 50s and 60s, like weren't like that outrageous nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was like way,
way, way ahead of his time. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's a very futuristic writer. So this is his style.
It's along those lines. Like, and honestly, it's, you know, for a $3 million budget, it is really fucking good for doing what it had to do and what it like did. Like, honestly, Like I almost don't believe the 3 million, right? Like I
You could
again,
see
I
it
know
in
you're not
some of
paying
the
the actors, but like
you could see it in some of the actors are not quite fully up to snuff
yeah, but again,
for like a big.
that's the actors. That's where they're saving money. But again, like the production of it was like really good. Like I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. But anyway, he doesn't trust technology in a world of technology. Wife gets killed. He gets paralyzed.
That threw me off to start.
They like shoot him in the neck, right?
I
And
didn't know
they
what they did. They I
vaxxed.
vaxxed. Don't
Cheryl.
Daryl. Don't get the jab. No.
Tylenol.
Tylenol.
Marvelous Miss
Autism.
Measles.
Yeah.
Don't get circumcised. So they put a thing into his neck and now he's
But
paralyzed
yeah,
with
I didn't know what they did to him. I thought they just like gave him a sedative or something. I didn't know they paralyzed him. All of a sudden, he rolls in that wheelchair.
Yeah. And
That
like he
actually might have been the best acting was that dude playing paraplegic,
did a
like
really
his
good job,
hands
right?
and his
The legs too. Yeah, the
the leg.
hands and like the legs and like the yeah. He did a really good job. And by the way, he did a really good job like acting like his life was over and
I
being
mean.
depressed and like
Trying to OD on
trying to
the
OD on the meds, and the fucking robot won't let him OD on the meds.
fucking
Like,
robot. See, we gotta not,
yeah.
we can't have these fucking robots controlling things like that.
Yeah, be like Futurama where they have like suicide
Suicide
boots.
boots.
Yeah. They repurpose old phone booths into suicide booths. Yeah.
What a show.
Oh man, genius.
That Bender guy, what a hoot.
Genius. So yeah, again,
It's so yeah, and then it
so
turns
by the
it's a
way, he's
revenge movie. It's what
oh,
turns it to.
totally, which is my
So
favorite kind of movie. We've
exactly.
talked about this before. Easily my favorite kind of movie is a revenge movie. You kill a dude's wife, he's gonna get revenge. He has to kill you. But he again, this is your type of favorite like movie, Ski. Your favorite type of movie is where everybody
Everyone
dies.
dies. Yeah,
Yeah.
I love it.
And so I think there's an argument to be made that with the ending of this movie, Gray also dies. Like Stem wins, right?
There was supposed to be a sequel to this
Yes, I have that
called
information.
STEM, but that movie didn't happen. But they are currently working out a TV series. So I don't know if it's gonna start off from the end of this movie, if it's gonna just be like whole new cast and everything and start fresh from the beginning. So I don't know.
We'll see.
Because yeah, it was very open-ended at the end of this
It
movie.
was like I did not expect that to happen. Like you expect him to like overcome the technology and you know, I expected him to overcome the tech, ends up paralyzed but happy, like living
Oh
with his
no.
mom. That's the way I expected everything to happen.
Kills the
And no.
cop, kills the fake Elon.
Kills the cop, kills Elon and then
Robot
walks
takes
in.
over his body.
Baby, that's what's up. I want to see that TV show real bad now. That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Now,
Yeah,
some of the.
he was paralyzed in the movie for like a good 30 minutes, I want to say. Like he
Gets
legitimately like
paralyzed
and then
and
the
then until
action
Stem gets him.
then the action sort of started going. And by the way, like the way they shot the action and did the action in this movie was rad. Like the where he'd like be prone on the ground and just get up, like stand straight up, like that shit was cool. And the camera would follow him. I forget there's like a there's a term for like the way they track that with cameras, but apparently like the camera was attached to him, and when he would move, the camera would like follow him or whatever. So
The thing I read said that he had a phone in his pocket
yeah,
that would
it would track it,
it would
right? It would
track the thing. So yeah,
the
it would
the camera would
the
stick
camera
to it.
would
Apparently that's how that works. Yeah, so
apparently.
really fucking cool though. And I love the scenes where he's like, I don't want to do this. Like, please stop making me kill people.
Again,
Like,
I very Tom Hardy-esque. In those
yeah,
scenes,
very Venom,
especially,
right? Yeah, totally.
like the comedy slash stabbing, cutting a dude's face up.
Oh, dude, the first kill was brutal. Like
Smile like a
the
smiley.
hatchet, the
We got like a
smile, like,
Joker.
yeah, Jesus. put a smile on that face.
And you know, good for this movie to keep it up that even in the future, cops are incompetent. Can't do anything.
Real bad.
Can't she doesn't track any bad guy. I was kind of hoping she was like being bought off, so it would like make sense why she literally
she's so bad.
Found zero clues after this. Yeah. No, she's just incompetent until you're going after the good guy, right?
She suspected he was involved, and then she put his name in the database, and he came back as like not a suspect. It was like, oh, okay, I guess he's not a suspect.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, you're the cop with like the real car, aren't you supposed to like do detective work?
Cops are basically doing that anyway right now, unless your last name's Rodriguez, then.
If you're Ramirez, you're always a suspect.
Paul Smith, if you're not in the system, you didn't do anything wrong.
It must be clean.
Must be clean.
Mayamo Smith.
Damn it, Snyder. Bring me a perp next time.
Can't you see this man's name is Paul Smith? See? Soy Paul Smith.
See?
I need a Ventura. Or a Gonzalez next time. God damn it,
Snyder. Get back out there.
I need someone off that 97 Rangers team now. Gonzalez.
Do not bring me back Chris Young.
Yep.
I need a Julio.
I need a Julio Franco.
I need a Julio Franco. If his batting stance doesn't bend all the way sideways, I don't want him in here.
If you bring me a John, you're Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, perfect. God, we need to start writing movies, guys.
Seriously. That was just an intense cop scene.
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
Would that be a male or would that be CCH Pounder as the or would it be a male sergeant like barking that at it?
I think it's a male.
Yeah,
I think it's a male.
All right, I'm going to need CCH Pounder explained to me. What is that?
You don't know who CCH Pounder is?
I don't.
She's the black lady that's like a cop / sergeant in like dozens of shows, TV shows.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And she could get very loud, and she's very much against dirty cops and
system. I think I understand the character type that she is.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I think I get it. Yeah.
She's a no fuss, no muss.
No nonsense.
Yeah, that's CCH Pounder.
Perfect. Like, sort of similar to Foxy Cleopatra when you think about it.
And why is
she's
that?
A whole lot of justice.
She's a whole lot of them. Let's see. Again, I want to reiterate that this is cyberpunk.
Except for when did cyberpunk come out?
After.
No. After, exactly. After. Well, I mean, it was probably in development for about 10 years before this movie came out, but
maybe.
It did not come out. Yeah,
I don't know that, because like, when did Witcher 3 come out? Like, probably around this time. And so I don't know. So it probably...
Oh, fuck. Sorry, just give me 20 seconds.
Okay.
I was just Googling CCH Pounder to see if she was in, like, The Shield.
She was definitely in The Shield, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the image. That is the exact hairstyle that DeAndre Ayton is now sporting with the Lakers.
It's the CCH Pounder.
The same hair color. It's insane.
I absolutely recognize her. Thank you for showing me that. Yeah. Let's see. Cyberpunk came out in 2020, so a couple years after this movie did. So
this says Witcher 3 came out in 2015.
Yeah. Okay. So in development.
In development, let's say.
So they just copied everything about this movie, put it in a video game, got Keanu Reeves, and made $1 billion. Well, this one made $17 million.
Whoa.
But then also, like I said, Spawn had came out by now, so. That sharing Venom, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Spawn is even better.
That's different.
Yeah. Yes. It is different, but it's better. It's better.
Venom is so bad.
I know. Spawn, though, fantastic. 90s, John Leguizamo, yeah. But same styling of, like, two voices and one guy that controls the body, stuff like that. So this wasn't, like, cutting-edge idea.
No, it they did
Really.
it. They did it really well,
They
though.
did it well.
I gotta say, like the every time he interacted with STEM was either funny or like really like entertaining. Like it again, like it's weird to say that I don't really have any problems with this movie. Like I
I do with the baddies. They were
okay,
just
go for it.
bad. They were just bad. Like you said,
How
it's
so?
just because it was low budgeted. I mean, the main bad guy with the mustache was just annoying and worthless.
Fisk.
Fisk, the other guys, like the guy he fight, the first guy he kills, like you said, the one he hatchets his face off like that. He was trying to be all like, "Don't make me do this, man," kind of like that. And I
Yeah.
was just like, "No,
That
dude."
so that guy and the guy in the bathroom,
In the yeah,
I get the feeling they were just like stunt actors. Like, yeah.
that could be fair. That
Yeah. And then the main guy was actually an actor
yeah,
because he was much
Fizz,
smaller.
much
Like
smaller. Yes.
much smaller, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I like the part where he had to go into the VR den, which is essentially a
Hey,
crack den.
was this movie
Like
ahead of its time? I mean, when did
VR?
non-bi when no
Yeah.
when did non-binary really start hitting the mainstream?
This is a good point. When did like the meta VR stuff come out? Like that, I feel like that was during COVID, wasn't it? Like, so
I believe
this
so.
was like
Yeah.
ahead of that.
I mean, there's been VR stuff.
But not those headsets. Like the headsets looked
No,
exactly like them.
they had those. You could go in like those big ass like arcade bowling alley things, and they had the headset. They weren't very good back then, obviously, but they had the goggle ones for a while.
Let's see. The first VR headset was created in 1968.
Just a bit before
Yeah,
this movie.
the first
I'm sure. Yeah.
commercially available one was the Sega VR, which was planned for release in 1993, but was ultimately a failure. There
Sega, so obviously it was gonna be dog
you
shit.
go. Yeah.
Sega.
Sonic better than Mario. All right.
Oculus Ri Oculus Rift
Sorry,
was.
kids.
Oculus Rift was 2016, so
Yep,
before the
so.
movie came out. There you go. So that makes sense. But anyway, like the VR den that was essentially a crack den, he has to go in and get rebooted, basically. So she, like a
He just
STEM.
misgendered the person instantly.
Fair. And
Look at this fucking
they
guy.
actually said, "Don't ask my gender," which
The tolerant left, am I right?
I
Jesus. Yeah,
Wait, well,
really,
good
she
to know
like.
this is good to know that this is still gonna be going on for the next 20 years
Yeah.
if we follow this movie.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, thank you, actually. I
Yep.
appreciate you pointing that out. They hack him and remove the guardrails that were on STEM that Iran had
Ebron. I actually do think that that's better.
I agree.
He
Thank
wanted it to
you.
be Elon, just call him Ebron.
Iran, that he was trying, like we find out he was actually trying to like hack in and like make sure he doesn't get killed and
Yeah.
everybody else doesn't get killed,
That was
but
the
yeah.
only thing that was the only thing that I was like, hey, good job. I didn't fully see
Yeah.
that he already had STEM in him that was trying to control him and did
STEM
everything
was
like that.
controlling him, right?
Yeah.
I know, which like looking back on it sort of makes sense, right? Like
Yes.
if you're the super genius guy, you try it on yourself first.
I
Yeah.
wish, where's Elon doing his little brain chip thing, right?
Well, I mean, he didn't like invent anything that he sells,
He's
so
never
it's
invented anything.
no, he truly hasn't. Like
He's a huckster.
he's a
He yeah,
huckster.
he was in deals with the history lesson. He was in deals with guys and then like forced them out and like legally and financially just forced them
Yes.
out and then forced them legally to come out and say, no, Elon actually invented this thing, even though he did not. Like,
And
please
things.
don't pay attention to the timeline of this company
Uh-huh.
that were involved in 3.5 years before Elon
Before he
came
ever came
in.
around, yep.
Yeah.
Don't you notice it's a fully different company now because there's an X thrown on before it. So it's a new
Right. Yeah.
company. You fucking clown.
Fucking dork. God.
Horrible. Why is everybody
Fucking.
being so mean to me?
Oh, comedy's back.
Fucking jerks.
Oh,
What jerks.
that wasn't supposed to happen.
Who does that? What a jerk.
What a
That's my
jerk.
favorite thing. Name calling. Tim Walz. He said I was ugly. What a jerk. Who does that?
Is that why everybody's being so mean to me?
Was it because of the chainsaw?
Yeah.
Oh. Fucking God,
You
what a fucking.
suck. You
I hate
suck.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
I'm glad
sucks.
I was so early on that train because
Yeah, good call.
Gotta set the tone on him.
I did. I did set the
Tones.
tone. I came out and ran the ball five straight times on Elon.
Yep.
I set the fucking tone, baby.
Send a message
I
early.
did.
Yeah.
I did. Well, I'm gonna work. It's a head.
Yeah.
It's a helmet game all day, baby. Elon, let's go.
Okay, so we're gonna grade this thing here in a second. Any other thoughts on this movie, I guess?
I was kind of hoping it was going to be a little more Demolition Man-esque with like futuristic foods and stuff like that, or
Oh, sure. Yeah.
the fast food wars. Like I want to know more about civilization currently in 2045 or whatever it was.
Yeah, I
A TV
think it.
series might show that a little
I
better.
think it was more
It was
realistic
very
than the
much the
way it did
same,
it.
with just
Yeah.
some robots here and there. That was
Because,
it.
like, I don't know that a lot's actually going to change other
That's the.
than we're going to have a little bit of technological
Well,
advances for people who can afford it.
we really need to have the big
No,
earthquake.
but real
That's what
quick,
we
but
need.
remember they had the slums. Like, that's where they ended up getting killed, is they the car drove into the slums
Yeah,
where
that
people were
just
living in tents.
that might
Like,
as well be fucking Southie or fucking San Francisco.
Send in the National Guard,
Yeah,
clean up the
exactly.
slums.
Clean them up.
That's what I'm saying, is it's not that
No, it's
different,
not.
other
Well,
than
that's what I'm
rich
saying.
people have technology.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you need the big earthquake, because then you could. No, that's what jumps off Demolition Man. There you go.
I mean, we thoughts and prayers that we eventually get that big earthquake.
Get rid of California.
Thanks. Yeah. And we can ride on waves through the streets of
Eventually, yes, we
Beverly Hills.
tsunamis. We
Yeah.
ride tsunamis.
Ride tsunamis through Beverly Hills and, you know.
I was on a mountain on Sunday, and one of the plaques said, "Hey, dumbass, look through this telescope and look for blah blah blah. That's the San Andreas Fault." And I was like, "Oh my God, nature rocks. I would have never noticed that." But California, just go away.
It's
You're too dangerous.
yeah,
You're
too
too
dangerous.
dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Break off.
Australia too, by the way. Like, just go away. Like you're
I
too
will never
dangerous.
go there. You know,
Yeah.
just
Like
let's.
I'm gonna walk and then a bug's gonna like bite me and
And
kill
there's
me.
spiders the size of
Oh yeah. Like
basketballs. Like, it's
a
fine.
snake. I already don't like snakes. I don't want a snake to like eat me.
Yeah.
You have snakes that like eat people. Like, I'm good.
They have bipedal dogs that weigh 400 pounds and they call them just kangaroos. And they're
Yeah.
dangerous. I
And
don't want
they're
them.
jacked.
They're jacked.
Doesn't California have like feral pigs right now or something? Like there's feral pigs.
All the
Probably.
South, all the
Yeah, all
Southwest
the
and South has
Southland does.
Texas
Yeah.
too. Yeah, there's like feral pigs that were
javelinas.
I would love to see a javelina.
javelina.
You'll fuck
Like,
up a
I've contended
javelina.
forever that I could beat up an urban coyote. I don't think I could beat up a javelina over 10
No.
pounds.
Nah, they'd
Yeah,
fuck you
because.
up, dude. And they
Yeah, they
come in
fuck me up.
packs.
They
Like
do.
packs of feral pigs,
Do,
dude.
do,
Oh,
do, 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 do. Don't turn your back on the halfback.
Oh, perfect. All right, let's grade this movie. Let's see, it's my movie. So what should we grade it out of?
I think five this week.
Right. We can do five. Only this week, though. I really
Yeah,
think
only
we've
the, yeah, only
mixed it
this
up.
week.
Yeah. Okay. Five. I like this movie. Like, I really, again, it's like I can't think of anything wrong with it. I don't know that I ever will want to watch it again.
You won't.
No. Like, so I don't know. I want to give it a four, but like, I feel like movies that are in the four range, I want to watch again. So 3.75. 3.75. I like this movie. I didn't love it, but I liked it. And there was a lot of really cool shit in it.
I didn't find anything especially terrible about this movie, for sure. I will never watch it again. I
Yeah.
will forget everything about it in 3 days. But it wasn't bad. 275, like with the budget, they did a good job.
So many movies, by the way, that we've watched on this podcast. I can't remember the names of them. I don't remember that we ever watched them. It's like we've watched so many movies at this point. Like,
I forgot Long Legs, and that was like a month ago.
I know that happens all the time for me. What movie did we watch 2 weeks ago? I can't remember.
It was my movie,
Yeah, I
and I
know.
don't remember.
I know. Like, you guys didn't remember Bye Bye Man. I
Yeah.
can't believe it.
I mean, that was a bad movie,
I
though.
do
That's
remember
a.
VelociPastor,
Oh, yeah.
though. Yeah. We did watch that.
I am going to give this a 4.5.
Love it. Love
Whoa.
it.
I love sci-fi shit like
So
this and
this is right up there with
futuristic.
Schindler's List for you.
It would have been higher if they actually would have had an ending.
I hear you. Walking
Because
off.
the open ending kind of, without an actual sequel, you don't finish it. It's not a finished movie.
Okay. I'm changing my score to a 4. Thank you. You gave me the inspiration. I'm going 4.
Yeah, it kill everyone, get murdered.